Some state lawmakers are raising questions about how the Massachusetts Prison for Women is handling the coronavirus. A recent Department of Public Health inspection indicated, among other things, that not all workers at the prison were properly using personal protective equipment. State Senator Jamie Eldridge is among those concerned.
If Governor Baker was truly serious about all aspects of society should follow public health and CDC guidelines, I think it's accurate to say that that did not happen in the DOC.
The inspection was done last month. It came after an anonymous prison worker reported concerns about how MCI Framingham was dealing with the pandemic. A statement from the Department of Correction says there are no active cases of the virus at the prison. The DOC says it has adopted the recommendations from the inspection. The Department of Public Health says the inspection speaks for itself, and it's working with the DOC on implementing new COVID reporting requirements. Earlier this month, Governor Baker signed a law that expands those requirements. DPH reports will now have to include the number of prisoner deaths from COVID-19. Until now, there was no requirement to report COVID deaths in state jails and prisons. Senator Eldridge hopes the new law will provide a clearer picture of how the virus is affecting those behind bars.
This was the first pandemic law that specifically referred to correctional facilities, and so that is a sign that we're paying attention.
According to the state's highest court, more than 1,800 prisoners have been released from Massachusetts correctional facilities since the beginning of April. There have been 11 prisoner deaths related to COVID-19 reported in Massachusetts, 8 in state prisons, 1 in the Essex County Jail, and 2 at the Federal Prison Medical Facility at Devens.